KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Two people will begin their Easter holiday behind bars as officials clamp down on lawlessness on the roads. They were nabbed during a multidisciplinary roadblock at the Marion Hill Toll Plaza today. KZN Transport spokesperson Ndabezinhle Sibiya says officers used a new gadget that scans licenses and number plates to make the arrests.
A brand new stolen GTI Golf 8 has also been recovered. Umemezi Wezimoto revealed that the car was reported stolen in Witbank with a case number. A new case number has been opened. A fraudulent temporal vehicle permit has also been detected and a criminal sent to jail. We can also indicate that 110 motorists have been charged for the violation of traffic rules. About 13 vehicles have been taken off-road and impounded.
The inquest into the death of Chief Albert Luthuli has heard that his son and grandson were once approached by a man who claimed to know what had truly happened to the anti-apartheid activist. Mthunzi Albert Luthuli was just 3 months old when his grandfather died in 1967. Testifying in the Pietermaritzburg High Court today, Mthunzi, who is now 58, said the encounter with the man happened when he was in high school. He says he and his father, Sibusiso, were running errands in town in Kwadukuza when the individual approached them. He says Sibusiso spoke to the man outside their car and then got back inside looking upset.
I asked him what was wrong. He told me that he had just met an Afrikaner man who asked him if he was Luthuli's son. My father responded in the affirmative. The man then asked him if he would like to know how his father died. My father told the man that yes, he would like to know. The Afrikaner man asked him, how much are you willing to pay me? My father got angry and told this white man to go away.
Mthunzi Luthuli says while they didn't hear the man's story, it showed the family that there was more to his grandfather's death than had been claimed.
The government had been trying to silence Luthuli for a long time. Luthuli was either detained in jail, under house arrest, not allowed to be in the company of more than two people at a time, or under some banning order of some sort. My view is that there was a realization that the only way to silence Chief Luthuli was to kill him. The objective was to contain and nullify his political influence on the South African and international community.
And Libyans are facing a sharp deterioration in their purchasing power after a sudden devaluation of the Libyan dinar. Experts say the national currency's exchange rate decline is a consequence of ballooning public expenditures by the country's rival governments in recent years, with one government in the capital, Tripoli, and a rival administration in the east. Libya is struggling to recover from years of conflict after the 2011 NATO-backed uprising that overthrew longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi. The Libyan Central Bank earlier this month devalued the dinar by 13.3%, the second such move in 5 years. Durban 23 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 20, Richards Bay 24.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Virgil van Dijk says that he wasn't going anywhere after signing a new contract with Liverpool this week. Spurs and United have huge Europa League quarterfinal dates this evening. And the Sunrisers Hyderabad currently 83-3 in their IPL clash with the Mumbai Indians.